Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, Jeannie. To start, tell us what you've learned about the pesticide aldicarb.
Well, we know it's one of the bad actors, as they're called. It's one of the worst pesticides. It's very dangerous, very toxic, so much so that it's been banned in over 100 countries worldwide. And also, there was agreement to terminate or phase out aldicarb more than 10 years ago, and then bringing it back for use on citrus in Florida came as quite a shock. But it's way too dangerous to be used on crops in Florida for farm workers and for the environment. We're very, very deeply, deeply concerned that it was even considered.
Tell me about some of the health risks that aldicarb use poses to farm workers and their families, and have these risks been well documented?
Well, it's a neurotoxin, and as such, it has health effects, everything from reproductive health effects to effects on the kidneys and the liver, and including learning disabilities in children. Part of the problem is that a lot of people don't realize that pesticide exposure does not just cause acute symptoms and illness. One of our big concerns is that a lot of farm workers might not have any immediate reaction to exposure to aldicarb, which is usually what people measure and track. But long-time exposure to these pesticides, including aldicarb, can cause long-term health problems, which makes it really hard to show cause and effect. And so farm workers can have health problems 10, 15, 20 years down the road, and there's no recourse for them because people will say, well, how do you know that that was from aldicarb?
A federal appeals court recently rejected the EPA's registration of aldicarb for use on Florida citrus crops. The Farm Workers Association of Florida was among the plaintiffs bringing the suit. Tell me why your group got involved in challenging the EPA's decision.
Well, let me just say, when it gets personal, then you have to take action. The Farm Worker Association of Florida is a grassroots organization. We have 5 offices in the state, and we are not an advocacy organization. We're not a social services organization. We're in the communities. We're grassroots, and we see the effects of exposure to pesticides on farm workers all the time. And as the pesticide project coordinator for the Farm Worker Association, it breaks my heart to have to sit across the table from farm workers who are experiencing long-term effects from pesticide exposure and have to look them in the eye and apologize to them for our bad policies in this nation that expose them to pesticides and tell them that there's nothing I can do. It's heartbreaking. You see how it affects their families. You see how it affects their children. This is across the board with pesticides. Aldicarb is just one more bad actor.
According to the court ruling, the pesticide aldicarb hasn't been used on Florida citrus for nearly a decade. However, citrus industry groups requested the EPA's permission to use the pesticide on citrus crops to prevent a plant disease known as citrus greening from destroying acres of harvest. Are you aware of an equally effective alternative to aldicarb to protect citrus trees from this disease?
The citrus industry complains that, oh, they're not going to be able to survive. There are organic citrus growers in the state of Florida. There is Uncle Matt's Citrus Farms. Roper's does organic citrus. So if other companies can do organic citrus, why can't other citrus growers in the state convert to more sustainable agroecological practices where they don't have to use pesticides?
I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me, Jeannie. Take care.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.